midfield, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
So happy to be with you on this football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm trying to make this week go by faster. It is Tuesday, and we're with you for this full hour of Browns talk. Going to get some national perspective on this show. A fun guy, Mike Silver. He is a columnist for YahooSports.com, covers the NFL. Guy breaks some pretty big stories, gets some really good interviews. Used to work for Sports Illustrated. We go back to those days. And going to get his thoughts on the Browns. Also going to hear from Scott Petrick, who covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. Has done that for several years. So we'll get some insights as to how this team looks now that we're heading into this long period. Well, long by the definition of a football calendar, about 6 weeks before we see these guys all together again on the field in training camp, end of July, July 26th, in Berea. So that will be the cornerstones of our show tonight. We're also going to answer your questions throughout the show. We always do that, and you submit them to the official Browns social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, like Scott from Twitter. He says, I think we'll be fine without Josh Gordon for a few games. It's actually two, but he says a few games. We have good depth and better coaches. I wrote about this in a column on ClevelandBrowns.com yesterday, and my take is, yes, the experience of the coaching staff, while I don't know that we can totally say that that's going to be the difference, it is something you can lean on. And the depth should be better at wide receiver. I think it's fair to say the Browns have better receivers than a year ago, and that includes the receivers who were part of the team a year ago, because that's most of the core here. The only notable difference, Devon Bess. But I think when you're looking at Greg Little and when you're looking at Travis Benjamin, you're looking at two guys who appear to have upped their games as much as we can conclude that from off-season workouts. Just look like they're doing better stuff. Carmaniac84 on Twitter. He said, shouldn't we immediately sign Vonta Leach? He's the fullback the Ravens cut today. T. Rich needs a battering ram on third and one. Well, I don't see the fit in this offense as well as it might have been for when he was somebody that the Ravens valued enough to keep for them, because this really isn't an offense that features the big hammer fullback as much as others do. It has been present in North Turner offenses before. He had a guy named Daryl Moose Johnston back in the day in Dallas when he was offensive coordinator, running in front of Emmitt Smith, and that worked out pretty well. Yeah, Emmitt ran all the way to the Hall of Fame. But I don't know that this is something that North Turner, in the current configuration of this Browns offense, or the way his offensive philosophy has evolved, and meshing that with Rob Jedzinski's offensive perspective, that isn't something that they see the high value on. And therefore, I don't think that would be, in their eyes, the real fit here. And if you were going to go the fullback route and say this is something, when I say the fullback route, there is a fullback on the team, Owen Marisic, and that's the guy that so far seemingly has the job and could, I don't think he solidified anything, but could be end up being the guy. I think they just see that second back in the backfield as being more of a pass protector, more of a receiver, less of a hammer. I think they're leaving it up to the offensive line to do its job to open those holes, as you say, on third and one. All right, in a couple of minutes, we are going to hear from one Mike Silver from YahooSports.com. We'll get his thoughts on the Browns and some other national perspective. I know he's got some things he'll have to say about Tim Tebow, because that was a subject that he addressed a couple of times in the last week or so, Tebow joining the Patriots. So we'll hear that next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Excuse me, sir.
Hi, what do you need?
Pants in a 44 waist.
Looking for something lace?
No, a 44 waist.
A shoelace?
I need a 44 waist.
We don't carry that size.
What? I won a prize?
No.
Stop shopping in no man's land. There's a better way for bigger men to find clothes. Now open. Visit DestinationXL.com to find a store near you. Destination XL. Big on being better.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Ask customers from other home alarm companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. Call Alarm Force today and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
1-800-267-2001.
Alarm Force. Ohio's best choice for home security.
Vic Carucci with you. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Rock legend Bon Jovi is coming to First Energy Stadium for the Cleveland Browns fan kickoff concert with special guest Michael Stanley and the Resonators, plus appearances by Browns players and alumni, pre-show Browns Fan Fest, and more. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. For more info, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Mike Silver covers the National Football League for Yahoo Sports, and he's kind enough to join us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline. Mike, first, let's talk about the Browns. Your thoughts and perspective on all the changes that have happened here since the end of last season and your feelings about what this team might shape up like in 2013.
Well, what's really changed with the Browns since last season? Oh, wait, everything. Well, it's exciting that there's a new regime, I think, for people in Cleveland, but I feel for the great fans, the great Browns fans, who are so desperately looking for signs of a positive direction, seem to have them with Jimmy Haslam coming in, and now, of course, are wondering how fragile that regime may be with his outside issues. So there's that. There's Joe Banner, who seems to be actively playing out his playground angst with Jeffrey Lurie, and their old friends, and they're clearly a rivalry there, so that's interesting to me. Obviously, you've got Michael Lombardi back in the league as a GM, which I know a lot of fans weren't thrilled with that hire. They tried to sort of sneak it in after the fact and throw the title in there gratuitously, maybe, because Banner's clearly running things in the front office. But then you've got Rob Chudzinski, who's a really intriguing guy. Who did such great work 2 years ago with Cam Newton, now getting his shot as an NFL head coach. And Norv Turner, who we all know is an A-plus coordinator and quarterback groomer. So all very interesting. They did not go out and get that young quarterback that would displace Brandon Whedon. So they're still waiting. Got Jason Campbell there. And now Josh Gordon is suspended for 2 games. So not much going on, but, it should be a really, really interesting 2013 for the Browns.
Yeah, you covered a lot in a couple of minutes there. But, Mike, let's start with the leadership at the top, because it is a different direction for this team, for sure, to have the methods and ways that worked very well for the most part in Philadelphia, where Joe Banner was. And then you bring in the influences of Rob Chudzinski, as you point out, had success as a coordinator in different places, here included, back in 07, but most recently Carolina, and Norv Turner's influence, 14 years as a head coach as well. How important do you see those elements to shaping this team? And maybe it doesn't all, it doesn't happen in 2013, but it happens eventually.
Well, if I'm Brandon Whedon, I'm in heaven right now, assuming I, in fact, get to play this out. But, look at what, for example, Alex Smith experienced when he had Norv Turner in year two. Had a really choppy year one, and then Norv really found a way to take a young quarterback who was limited at that time and put him in position to do what he could do well, minimize the things that he didn't do as well, and really attack teams, in a way that they probably didn't expect. So Norv leaving unexpectedly, after the Charger job opened, I think really set Alex back. And, he'd probably tell you that if Norv had stayed, they could have, he could have developed into a prominent passer a lot earlier. So I think when you look at Whedon's, physical skills and, to me, he's got the right kind of temperament to make this work. I think, having Norv there could be a godsend. And the great thing about Norv is he's not sitting there angling, trying to be a head coach again and, being political about it. I mean, right. If it happens, it happens. But I think Norv is at peace with what he's done in his career, and he's just going to go out there, no nonsense, and try to, gain yards and score touchdowns. And, obviously, he and Chud worked together very well. Chud was understandably very, very hot coming off this rookie season. Then it just started so poorly last year that, there was almost a backlash against him. And then if you really look at what they did the second half of last season, they really settled down and did some pretty good work together. So, I've heard him described as a mad scientist. I think, as an offensive driving force in conjunction with Norv is going to be great. What we don't know is how he's going to be as a head coach, and you never really know. So that'll be fun to watch.
The other thing that's going to be interesting to watch is Trent Richardson in year two. So much made about the fact that he didn't crack the 1,000-yard barrier last year. He did miss a game, dealt with the recovery from arthroscopic knee surgery preseason, had rib issues throughout the year. Really, the story about him just became physical ailments, and unfortunately, that hasn't stopped because it was still talked about during this offseason because he missed a couple of weeks of offseason workouts dealing with a shin issue. So, by and large, I think that is overshadowing what should be a story about a very talented player.
Yeah, and some guys just run real hard. And I think this can happen in the NFL. I don't know if he's just experiencing a run of bad luck. Remember, coming out, everybody said Adrian Peterson was injury prone. And, he even rebounds from torn ACLs in near record-setting fashion. So, it may just be a bad run. But, I think of a guy like Cadillac Williams, for example. such a an intriguing runner at Auburn, and just looked like he'd be NFL ready. And the first time I saw him run in Tampa, I just said, "Wow, this guy hits the hole so hard, and is so clearly an NFL running back, and it's going to be awesome to watch." Well, he also ran so hard that he took a lot of hits, and ultimately, that wear and tear, shortened his career, and turned him into a guy that, probably shouldn't have been drafted that high given his lack of longevity. So, I hope that's not the way it's going to play out for Trent Richardson. And then, I think some backs who run that way and run into contact do adapt, and they pick their spots, and there are times where they'll just go down and live to fight another day, and then there are times where I'll do anything to get those 6 yards and get that first down. So, it may be an evolution too, but, Doug Martin came in and looked really, really good in Tampa. Obviously, the three quarterbacks were transcendent. Alfred Morris was very, very productive playing with RG3. So I think Trent, has to sort of step it up to get to that level.
Mike Silver covers the NFL for YahooSports.com, and he is joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline. Mike, to take a more national view of things, very recently you wrote a column, and this is kind of a follow-up column, actually. The fact that Tim Tebow was signed by the Patriots was a follow-up.
Hey, thanks for reminding me.
Oh, no problem. I thought you'd love to be reminded of this. I actually think this is kind of fun, and knowing you as I do, I think this is your reaction is just that. It's more fun than anything else. But you basically had Bill Belichick, a source that you had very close to him in the Patriot organization, talking down on, negatively about Tebow, and then he turns around, whatever it is, a week or so later, and signs the guy, or the Patriots sign the guy. Maybe you're responsible. Maybe you forced him into making this move.
Guy, as egotistical as I am, I can only dream to have that kind of power. And if it's ever proven that somehow this is just a move to spite me, then I want a cut of Tim Tebow's signing.
That's right.
I earned it, but... More likely, first of all, what's more fun than being dead wrong in public? It's awesome. But, look, I do believe that Bill Belichick said to many people in the building that he is not a fan of Tebow as a player. I think as a person, we all certainly, like Tebow. But as a player, I think Belichick has not been a fan of him. But, probably to his credit, he, A, is open-minded enough to maybe reconsider, and B, I'm sure there's an element, and I know Browns fans will be shocked by this, but I'm sure there's an element of Belichick that is thinking, I'm smarter than everybody else, I'll find a way to make Tim Tebow into an impact player, whether it's tight end, running back, somehow, and I'm just going to do this to show everyone that I'm the smartest guy in the world, which, we all know he's pretty smart, but I know Browns fans are shocked that I would depict it that way, but so I don't know. I am very surprised. I know that my source is also very surprised, but it's one of those bizarre things that we may never know the real answer. But on a most of all, I'm happy that Tim Tebow has a job, because if you think, and the original column I wrote back in May, that's what really the real point of it was. We've seen so many guys who had early success wash out. That happens in the NFL all the time. But in every case that I can think of, either they played themselves out of the league by performing poorly after their initial success, and or acted like knuckleheads off the field and lost their opportunity that way. In this case, Tim Tebow has done neither. He led them to an epic victory over the Steelers in the playoffs when he was in Denver. He was very productive, the number one defense in the league, lost the next week to the Patriots, but really hasn't played since. So the notion that his career would just be over after that hasn't sat well with me. And I, most of all, I'm glad that he has a chance now to extend his career.
Another Patriot-related item that you wrote about, and I thought was very fascinating. You sat down with Wes Welker out in Denver, and, of course, the former Patriot wide receiver, and basically the point of the conversation with Welker was, how he likes the fact that he can be more himself with the Broncos than in the button-down world of New England, where players aren't free to really speak their mind, and Welker was punished for that. Just to talk a little bit about Wes's transition and, in general, how you see that playing out in Denver with Peyton Manning and Welker.
Well, you know, you and I know so many guys who we could tell you behind the scenes we at least suspect or know they're funny, they're edgy, they've got something to say, but when they're in certain organizations, that does not come out. And Wes has always been a guy that I think in NFL circles is regarded as one of those guys that I've always felt like, wow, I wish I could really have a few beers with this guy and you know, let him let his hair down, because he'd be funny, he'd have a lot to say, and I think people would really like him. Now that he's in Denver, I think we're going to start to see that, and it's baby steps. You know, he said a few things in this call. He sort of admitted that he would use feelings lighted by Belichick and the Patriots as motivation, and that he and Tom Brady were both upset by the way that situation played out in free agency. But I still don't think we're seeing anything close to the true Wes Welker personality. And I hope he has a big year in Denver. I sort of suspect that he will. And I hope that he continues to feel more comfortable and share that with America, because he's not just a really, really talented player. He's kind of an interesting guy.
Yeah, definitely. So are you, Mike, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Hey, anytime, Vic. Anytime I could come on and talk about how wrong I was, you know, you're the first one I'm going to call. But no, seriously, it's great talking to you as always. You are one of the masters of the game, and I'm just trying to stay afloat in that world.
Okay, yeah, okay. He is Mike Silver from YahooSports.com. Check out his great work there. He joins us on the Revel Wireless Hotline, and we've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Cleveland Browns fan kickoff concert, starring Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi joins forces with the Cleveland Browns to launch their 2013 season Sunday, July 14th, starting at 4 p.m. at First Energy Stadium, featuring a special performance from Michael Stanley and the Resonators. Plus appearances by Cleveland Browns and alumni, a pre-show Browns fan fest, and more. Buy your tickets right now at Ticketmaster. For details, visit ClevelandBrowns.com.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey, keep moving!
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Hey,
move it.
Hey,
lady. Oh, yeah.
We're moving.
Pepsi. Live for now.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, Autotrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cashback or low APR, so you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. Autotrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
We all know that it's not easy to shop for men, but when it comes to Father's Day, I can assure you that you need to look no further than Danny Vase. If your dad is anything like mine, he loves games, but especially games that can be played with the whole family, like ping pong, shuffleboard, air hockey, or even pool. So why not come to Danny Vase and fulfill your dad's greatest need, fun time with the family? And wait, there's more. We not only have the best Father's Day gift, but we are also offering fantastic deals on these perfect presents for dad. So come visit Danny Vase this week and get up to 30% off of ping pong, foosball, air hockey, shuffleboard, and even pool tables. 30% off of Father's Day gifts. Only good while supplies last. Visit Danny Vase in Mayfield Heights, Fair Lawn, Westlake, at Crocker Park, or check us out online at DannyVase.com. That's Danny, V-E-G-H-S.com. Happy Father's Day from all of us at Danny Vase.
Playing games for all the right reasons. Playing games with Danny.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't,
then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You.
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We'll go to Twitter for this one, at Magic Marker Merm. He says the suspension, how the Browns handle the suspension, and I wrote about this again on ClevelandBrowns.com, the idea that the Browns might be better equipped to handle the suspension of Gordon versus what happened last year with the suspension of Joe Hayden, that there is better depth at wide receiver now than there was at corner then. There might be better depth at corner at wide receiver now, too, than there is currently. And then brought up the coaching staff and other elements that might be able to handle this, the years of North Turner's experience, et cetera, 38 years, 14 as head coach. So, but Magic Marker Merm, at Magic Marker Merm, says, how about do not get suspended in the first place? Same stuff, different year. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that one. Sure. It is. It is a repetitive story, and it is disappointing to see something like that happen again. Doesn't make you feel any better that it happens with other teams and other players throughout the league, because other teams are other teams, and the Browns, in their own situation, need all the help they can get to try and turn themselves around. Phil from Twitter asks if tight end Dan Gronkowski on the Browns is going to do anything, or is he doing anything to put himself in the equation at the position. Hard to say at this point, Phil. I mean, the fact that the Browns, that he was re-signed, and he was cut in last year's training camp by the previous coaching staff, personnel staff, and that the new group came in and signed him is telling that they like what he might have to offer. He's got experience of years in the league, and I think that's key. He's a fairly, you know, he's more of the blocking guy, doesn't have the exceptional athleticism that maybe other tight ends do, although he's taken his weight down a little bit and he's worked at that. But he's more of, I mean, a bigger, stronger kind of player at the position. And he could fill, depending on how this shakes out, he could fill that role or certainly compete in that role of being the blocker at the position. Because I think of all the tight ends, he might have a little more of an edge there. But we'll see how, you know, how this works out. And the, you know, the other people, obviously Jordan Cameron is more of an athlete, and he's the ideal guy to be the pass catcher. And then you go down the list of, you know, Kellen Davis, who I think is a big guy who can possibly handle that blocking role. I don't think as much or so much with Gary Barnidge, who's, he can catch the ball and get open. He runs. He's got that savvy approach to run the routes. So it's role definition, and we'll see where Dan fits in with all of that. At Ziffles says, I love Craig Robertson's athleticism, but is he physical enough to start next to DQ inside? Hashtag worried. Yeah, that's something to look at, the athleticism. It's that position requires that sense of being able to drop in the coverage to occasionally blitz, and there will be those times when a lot of the multiple front work that this front seven does that Ray Horton is going to call upon would put Robertson in that position to do some things that athleticism would be important to fill. I don't know that he's exceptional as an athlete. What I do like about him, though, is that he makes up for whatever he does lack physically with placing himself in a good spot to make plays, with his sense of where he needs to be, with, I think, a good mentality of study, grinds it, does the work, tends to make sure he's going to not make an assignment error because of how he goes about his work and how serious he is about doing the best job possible. And physically, again, yeah, the inside guys are physical guys, have to be physical guys. I don't worry that much about it. I don't see him. I definitely, you think of Kaluka Maeva last year as being very small when you saw him in that middle position. I think in a four-man linebacker configuration, there's less of that need to be overly physical, although it doesn't hurt. I'd rather see the guy be able to move. I'd rather see the guy be able to cover as much as anything else. And then you've got DeQuell Jackson in there as the hitter, and I think that's a big element, that's a big part of kind of defining the roles within that four-man linebacker group. But there will be a lot of mixing and matching. I mean, a ton of it. Okay, we are going to talk much more about this Browns team and get the perspective of one of the beat writers covers the Browns, Scott Petrick, Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. That's up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Oh, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, three nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like, start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that's when I invented trinoculars. After a day on the boat, seems like the only thing I'm not good at? Fishing. So I head to Bonefish Grill to get the freshest catches. My server appears with tropic heat martinis for me and my crew. Each sip of pineapple and jalapeno turns our day at sea into an epic tale told. My first mate dives into shrimp and scallop sausage. Tender seafood sautéed with fresh lime and tomato. It's perfect for the season. Just like my boating pants. Finally, I feast on the wood-grilled grouper, delectably fresh from the Gulf Coast. And served with mango salsa, it's even better than being called El Capitan. Well, almost.
For a limited time only, feast on all your favorites at Bonefish Grill. Our summer fresh catch has succulent lobster tail, shrimp, and scallops. Two sides and a salad, all for $19.90.
If only summer lasted all year. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out to the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't care if I ever get back for a
trip. Root for the Indians.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
Boys, one,
two,
three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
The Indians take on the Nationals on Saturday, June 15th. The first 10,000 fans will receive a Jason Kipnis replica jersey courtesy of KeyBank. Buy early and save at Indians.com.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Indians back in action tonight. They'll play the second game of their three-game series with the Rangers in Arlington. That'll be an 8:05 first pitch. Tribe coming in losers of 8 in a row, 12 straight on the road. It'll be Corey Kluber taking on left-hander Derek Holland. And in the NBA tonight, Spurs and Heat will square off in Game 3 of the finals in San Antonio. The series is all tied at a game apiece. You'll hear Game 3 right here on KNR. Coverage will tip off at 9 o'clock. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Dave DiNatale.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I like this. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, bringing us back with a little river band. Nice. Very nice. I think this is a first for this show, and it's a good thing, because I keep track of all the tunes that you play. Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. To the Revel Wireless Hotline we go, and we're joined right now by Scott Petrak, who covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. Scott, I want to get your big-picture thoughts of the offseason, but before we go there, I just want to give you a chance to weigh in on the news of the last few days, and that, of course, being Josh Gordon's suspension and the impact you think it's going to have on the Browns.
Yeah, obviously, it's a blow, Vic. I think the biggest thing is Josh is the clear number one receiver, the most talented guy, you know, 6'3", 230, runs a 4.35. So when he's there, it kind of slots all the other receivers in their right spots. Greg Little's probably best at a 2. Devon Best is a 3. And then you throw in guys like David Nelson and Travis Benjamin. So when Josh is missing, everybody kind of has to move up, and it just doesn't feel right. I think they catch a break with it only being 2 games. You know, maybe you can still beat Miami in the opener, and if you get out of the first 2 games 1-1 and Josh comes back refocused, you'll be okay. But you got to question the decision-making process because, you know, you can only blame Josh for getting caught and getting suspended.
Yeah, definitely, as far as judgment and so on and so forth. But you're right about that. I think the fact that it is only 2 games and the fact that it looks like this receiving core is deeper, certainly, than we thought it would be a year ago. I mean, the addition of Bess and I think the overall improvement of some of the other players. I think Travis Benjamin is a better receiver than he was a year ago, and I think there's reason to think that Greg Little can step up into the role of number one guy for at least those 2 games.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the depth really showed during the whole mini camps. Like you said, Benjamin had a great off-season program, and I think the position is better suited to handle it, especially when you compare it to, you know, the Joe Hayden suspension from last year. The Browns didn't have that depth at corner, and it showed, and they went 0-4. And I think they're, you know, better equipped to absorb Josh not being there for 2 games. It's still not ideal, obviously.
As you look at the rest of what this team did through the offseason, and Josh was a big part of that story because he looked impressive, the receivers looked impressive, but I thought Brandon Whedon looked to be the guy that made the statement, this is my job, and I'm keeping it.
Oh, there's no doubt. And, you know, I've been a Whedon guy, you know, since he got here. But I thought he had a really good offseason, all the practices that we were able to watch. Especially, you know, the first practice we got to watch of the offseason, he struggled. And then he admitted it. Then he came back and threw the ball well. Every practice after that I saw, I think North Turner's offense fits in. If you put enough pieces around him, which I think the Browns are trying to do and have done to a certain extent, then Wheaton's going to be able to flourish. He throws the ball great. And, you know, he made a couple adjustments. His footwork has gotten better. You know, he's never going to be a blazer, but he's got his footwork is better. And he removed that pad of the ball, and I concentrated that on watching that the last minicamp practice. And he doesn't do that anymore. And it allows him to get rid of the ball a little quicker, which is huge in this league. So I've been really impressed how he's kind of taken that responsibility and the job and run with it, at least at this point.
Yeah, and I like that because it's one thing to talk about it, and he did talk about it, but he really let his actions speak, and I think he took it upon himself to say, okay, there's doubts about me, and it's not the public or the media. There's doubts within this football team. I've got to prove these decision makers wrong if they question me, and I'm not even sure necessarily that they're, you know, in no way do I think they're rooting against him or think that he can't be the guy, but they're open to seeing, because he wasn't the guy they picked, they're open to seeing exactly what he's all about. And I think for Whedon's part, it's important that he went about it instead of playing afraid and fearing that if he does the wrong thing, it'll hurt him. It looks like he threw caution to the wind for the most part in these practices and was just flinging it all over the place.
Yeah, I agree with that. And even with his tone with the media, there's more of a business-like tone this year. You know, he's still friendly with us and that kind of thing, but it's, you know what, I got a job to do. There's some doubt among the media. There's some doubt within my team. I'm going to show everybody. And I do think it was important, while I know that the Browns decision-makers are still playing, you know, wait and see. He's got to prove to us that he's going to be our long-term answer. I think it's important that the coaching staff gave him every rep at the once. So if the team isn't doubting who their starting quarterback is going to be, Whedon feels, you know what, I'm getting every opportunity to secure this job and to prove who I am. So I think that's important, because you don't want that cloud hanging over that quarterback position, because if Whedon has a good year, this team can be good. So while the big picture is maybe unsettled, I think the coach did a good job by saying, you know what, you're our guy, go prove to us that you can be our starter.
Scott Petrek is with us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline. He covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. Scott, as we look at the rest of the offense, and in particular a couple of players whose injury concerns this offseason have become stories, the biggest being Trent Richardson for not participating in a good portion of the offseason workouts, the other one being Jordan Cameron and his couple of things, the groin muscle strain that he had, and then it looked like he had a tightening of his leg in the latter portion of workouts. So as we look at those two guys, and how important they are to this team and what their contributions can be, let's start with Richardson. Do you have cause to be concerned at this point?
You know what? I have no doubt that Trent's going to be there week one, and he's going to play, whether it's 14, 15, 16 games. I know he's a gamer, and that he's going to show up on Sundays. The concern for me is that maybe he's never going to be 100% all the time. You know, you need a guy, especially number three pick in a draft, that you're counting on to carry the ball or to touch the ball maybe 25, 30 times a game. You'd like if you saw him in his full capacity for a long, for an extended period of time, and we never saw that last year. You know, maybe week two against Cincinnati, but he's still coming off the knee, and then 4 weeks later he gets a rib and he was never the same. So I question whether or not he's ever going to be completely healthy, but I don't question whether or not he's going to show up on Sunday and still be the best option for the Browns at running back, and they need him. You know, I was talking to one of the players off the record, and he's like, you know, we need Trent, and I've told Trent that we need him out there on Sundays.
Yeah, and I think that's the message that's got to come through, Scott, and especially now, this is where the entire team, these first two games, and look, it's, right now the story is, all right, no Josh Gordon for the first two games. I mean, you could be dealing with injuries. You could be dealing with anything else that could come aboard between now and the start of the season, but for the here and now, I think the message has to be clear how much you're needed, even if Gordon weren't suspended, but how much more you're needed and how much more everybody is needed, right, on both sides of the ball to step up and show that level of maturity, that's what good teams do when hit with a crisis.
Well, that's exactly right, and you always point to your best players when there's a time of crisis. You know, and Trent's one of this team's best players, and he better be because they took him third in the draft. And we, you know, we talk so much about Norv Turner's downfield passing attack, but the fact is he pounds the ball with the running back, and he always has, and that allows the passing game to open up. So Trent's going to be a focal point, and I know that the Browns have a lot of depth at running back now, but they don't have the bell cow behind Trent, you know, so they need Trent to be healthy and for Norv's offense to be clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, and speaking of clicking on all cylinders, the tight end is such an important part of that. So Jordan Cameron, that's another guy that, again, has to be healthy, has to be in there, because I still think the sky is the limit. And I know we've had these discussions before about other players on the Browns and maybe other players in football or sports in general. If he only were healthy, if he only stayed healthy, how great could that guy be? As I look at Cameron, I see a guy who can definitely make an enormous impact as a tight end if he's just able to stay in one piece.
Well, yeah, he's incredibly talented. And we saw that during the offseason, made a couple downfield catches where he would go up and over guys, and that's his basketball background shining through. But when you talk about guys who get injured, and Cameron, you know, he hasn't missed a lot of games in his career, but he's kind of always had a nagging thing. If you haven't had that track record of success, I think it's easy to doubt. It's easy to write off a guy. So I still need to see Jordan Cameron prove to me that he can produce at this level, at the position he's only played for a few years, and show that he can be that guy, or else, you know what, I think me and the Browns as an organization would be quicker to move on from him. So he needs to get that hamstring figured out in week or day one of training camp, come in, stay healthy throughout training camp, and be ready to go week one, because the tight end's a big part of this offense, and he is the clear-cut number one guy. But to me, there's still a big question mark there.
A guy that I think on the defensive side of the ball that might not have gotten enough attention through these off-season workouts, because, again, they are off-season workouts and we don't see contact and engaging what defenders do is all the much tougher because of that. But Jabal Sheard, Scott, watching him, right? I mean, he lined up at that right outside linebacker position for the most part. I know they moved him to the left side occasionally, but he was mostly on that right side. And my God, he looked at home. He looked like he was flying off the ball. He just looked like he could be a real beast at that position.
No, you're right. That's a good point. Because I had serious doubts about Jabal being able to make that switch from defensive end to the outside linebacker spot. He'd never done it before. I talked to him after one of the early offseason practices, you know, and he seemed like he was open to the move, but I wasn't sure that he'd been able to do it. And then I thought even during the draft, once they took Mingo, I thought, man, maybe they'll trade Sheard. And then, you know, Joe Banner quickly quashed it and said, no, we're keeping Sheard. We like what we're doing here. And then he went out, and I thought he had a real good offseason. You know, he's not as fluid as Mingo, you know, but he weighs, you know, maybe 25, 30 pounds more, so you wouldn't expect it. But he showed some ability to drop, and I think he's still going to be able to get to the pass rusher. And you're going to see him moving to end in some nickel situations, which will be more like he's used to. So I thought this transition was smooth, and they're really building something there at outside linebacker when you throw in Kruger and then Quentin Groves on the other side.
Yeah, and that trio, or that foursome, I should say, is something that is very interesting, because you forget about, or I say you forget about Groves, but I mean, he didn't come in with the same marquee splash as a Paul Kruger, but he looks like he could be an effective edge rusher, and then you throw in Kruger and Sheard and Mingo. And with that group of guys, I don't know that you can have them on the field at the same time necessarily. But if you get three of them on the field at various times, you're putting some heat on a quarterback, I think.
Well, yeah, and that's the goal, and that's a position you need your passers to come from. And that wasn't the case the last time the Browns played the 3-4. They didn't have those studs at outside linebacker, and this is what this regime is trying to do. And I think they've taken those steps. And, you know, depth, we talk about depth, and it's more than just this position. Compared to the roster maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I think you can see gains in depth in a lot of places. Not every place. There's still spots where you go, okay, they could use another guy or two. But outside linebacker is one where they have depth, and it should prove them well.
Yeah, and then we talk about the secondary, which would be the other big topic where there's position battles to look at. From the cornerback's perspective, I look at Leon McFadden and think that he could be someone who could lock that position down at some point. But I'm wondering in the meantime if there's going to be greater comfort in just having a Buster Screen, because he's got the experience, step in there, or a Chris Owens spend more time at that spot and then figure out how to work the slot position with either Leon developing there or perhaps rotating those three between the outside and the inside.
I think that's going to be a position a question that doesn't get answered until the end of the preseason. I think when the Browns look at paper and they want what they want to happen is Leon McFadden to win that starting job opposite Joe Hayden. And then you can go Buster, Chris Owens, and your nickel and dime packages, because that's where they're better suited, especially size-wise. But Leon McFadden has to prove that he can start in this league, and he didn't get a whole lot of rest at the ones when we were watching practice. So he's still got a long way to go. He's going to have, you know, 6 weeks during training camp and preseason to prove if he can be the guy. And if he can't, then you got that decision between Buster and Chris Owens, both a little undersized, both with some experience. You know, Buster, he keeps impressing these guys. And, I wouldn't worry if I had to start Buster for a while. I just don't think it's ideal, because I think he can be a better-than-average slot guy, and I think that's just where he's perfectly suited for. You know, but he could play on the outside if you need him to and if McFadden's not ready.
Yeah, and then the safety position would be the other one to look at, and I think Tashawn Gibson is providing some level of comfort to this coaching staff that he can step in there, at least be the guy for the time being at free safety until maybe a better answer comes about. And I'm not saying that he can't be the better answer either, but obviously they drafted Jamar Slaughter. He's coming back from that Achilles injury, but there's still a recovery and a learning curve for him.
Oh, sure. Slaughter might turn out to be a pleasant surprise this year, but it could also be one of those years where maybe he plays a little special teams, maybe he never gets healthy. You just don't know what you're going to have with him, and he's good to have for depth in the future. But I think it tells you something that the second coaching staff has been impressed with Tashawn Gibson.
Yep.
Last year's Pat Shurmur loved the kid. You know, came in undrafted, nobody ever heard of him. And, you know, Shurmur played him right away. Then he moved him in the starting spot. So this is the second step, which means the guy had some skill there. And I was talking to one of the veterans, and he said, you know, I thought we might go sign a free agent free safety. But we didn't. He goes, I think Gibson can do this job. So I'm anxious to see him maybe get a whole season there and see if he can kind of entrench himself. Because, you know, how it goes, Vic, if you're going to be a good playoff team, you need to get some guys from obscure places, undrafted free agents.
Right.
You know, you make a trade where a guy comes in and he turns into a starter. So if you can get an undrafted guy to become your full-time free agent starter, you really hit upon something.
And the other undrafted guy who has a prominent part of this defense, at least right now through it showed it through the offseason workouts, is Craig Robertson lining up next to DeQuell Jackson at inside linebacker.
Yeah, you know, and I think it shows you a little something about the philosophy, because he's the fastest of the linebackers. You know, you got LJ Ford could be in that mix, and JMJ and Tank Carter. Those guys can all start next to DeQuell, but none of them runs close to as well as Craig Robertson does. So that's what their defense is looking for. And they're looking to create pressure, and even from the inside spot. So you could see DeQuell rush, you could see Craig Robertson rush. And I was impressed with Craig last year, hadn't seen any of them. And then he comes out and he played a ton in nickel. You know, I think he played more than 50% of the snaps, and I thought he acquitted himself really well last year.
Yeah, I think so as well. Scott, there's so much I know we could talk about, and we'll just keep this conversation going throughout the offseason and then into training camp. But thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good, Vic.
All right, he is Scott Petrick from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. He joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we have got much more coming up for you on this Football Tuesday edition on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.99%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 855-875-CASH. And we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 855-875-CASH for 2.99% 15-year money today.
Cash Call Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rate subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. NMLS Unique Identifier 38512.
That's 855-875-CASH. 855-875-CASH.
If your dad's like mine, he's probably into all kinds of things. The kind of guy that when Father's Day rolls around, Half Price Books really rises to the occasion. Books, music, and movies for all kinds of dads. Heck, last year I gave him the Lamborghini he's always wanted. Kind of. The complete photo history of that bad boy. And at Half Price Books, I can also give him the world's finest golf courses and the entire Old West. And when almost everything is half price or less, you can give your dad the world. Show him that you're that thoughtful and thrifty person he knows you are. And what kind of dad wouldn't like to find his own surprises? A Half Price Books gift card can send him on a fantastic Father's Day treasure hunt. Half Price Books for Father's Day. Real treasures for all mankind. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, and Mentor. To find out more about the store nearest you, go to halfpricebooks.com.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang, Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too, east side, Richmond Town Square, west side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com, Russo Rosalina.
Let's go to your questions and comments via the Browns official Facebook Twitter pages. This is at P. Myers Golf Twitter. He says, is Josh Gordon's suspension a silver lining? When Michael Jordan was at his best, he got other players involved. Gordon out for two games will allow Brandon Weeden to focus a little, on Greg Little, Devon Best, Travis Benjamin, and David Nelson to make plays. When Gordon comes back, identities will be known. Granted, I would prefer Gordon there, but if we want to have a complete team, all the role players need development. Thoughts? My thoughts are you could be onto something. I think you bring the best or worst out in a situation like this. When you're challenged like this, you learn about the people. You learn about everybody else who has to pick up the slack, who have to adjust. And I think we'll learn a lot about Brandon Weeden under these circumstances. And we keep saying this receiving core looks like it's got better depth. The proof will be in the doing, in the playing. I want to thank Michael Silver for being part of the show. I want to thank Scott Petrick as well. I want to thank Drew Boatner, Drew Davidson, Sal LaFada. I want to thank, of course, Lauren Whitaker. And, of course, Joe Meadows. And I want to thank my outstanding producer, one Dave DiNatale, Dino, we love to call him. Three Deep is next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.